I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
This week, the Senate passed their 2021-23 operating budget. Can you share your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, the budget spends $59.5 billion. That's a $7 billion increase just from 2 years ago. It still includes capital gains income tax, even though our revenue coming into the state of Washington is projected to be very good. It completely drains the rainy day fund. That is not a good recipe for doing things that are needed today, but also recognizing you don't want to set things in the future that you can't fund. And you're setting the state up to not be able to meet a future catastrophe of some kind or another really big downturn in the economy. And so I think the challenge we have is you've always got to balance those two. You've got to take care of the present, but you've got to look to the future. And the way the Democrat budget set up is there's never enough revenue. We're going to continue to spend it. We're going to continue to burden the hardworking taxpayers of the state of Washington. And there's no reason to do that. The lack of restraint in this budget, it's stunning to me. We offered a budget that shows that we can still make very important investments without raising taxes. Our budget would give, for the first time in a long time, homestead property tax relief, significant property tax relief, eliminate B&O tax on manufacturing, use sales tax from the sales of vehicles actually to fund transportation. That would be a novel thought. Tremendous investments in behavioral health, including community bed space. We know that we had significant behavioral health issues and needs before COVID hit. Tremendous investments for developmental disabled individuals and their families, continuing that very important commitment for the vulnerable among us, and significant investments in managing forests to minimize wildfire. That has been a huge priority for our district. But I think the biggest one that we can do in this time of COVID is make sure that our job creators and our family-owned businesses don't shoulder increased taxes to replenish the unemployment fund. That should be a state responsibility. And the Republican budget puts significantly more money toward that end to minimize those future tax increases. There are good things. There's broadband funding. There's other things that I absolutely support. But at the end of the day, it spends too much in a way that I think sets us up for future issues.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.